if the drums are played by gorgeous topless men. It's proven very efficient through the years.
Bonjour, guten Tag, privet! Hello and welcome to the Dispoir Podcast! I'm sure if you're like me, there is only one thing that you and your cats have been talking about, and that is the latest press release from Bittermead. Bless that woman. She's made an announcement. Ah, who were we kidding? We all knew this was going to happen, but now she's actually said it. She's actually sped the words. She's actually confirmed there will be a musical dancing number during the Eurovision hosting performance by the Eurovision host. And she has said that she will be joined by someone, but won't say who. Oh! I know they're not telling us because they're just going to build up the excitement, because in our hearts they know that we all want Mons to come back. Oh, they're teasing us. The problem they run is they run the risk that we build it up that it's going to be Mons. If Mons isn't there, it's just going to be such a heartbreak. Don't do this to us, Sweden. I don't care which contracts he has with which other TV stations. It needs to happen. This is a state of national emergency. Come on, Swedish government. Pull some strings. Extradite TV executives out of Sweden if you have to. Come on, we have to get Bonds out of his contract. We have to get him on the Eurovision stage. Please reunite them. So she won't confirm who her co-host is going to be. Who? Could it be, it may just be her co-host, but please, please let it be Mons. The only thing that she really has revealed is the name of, well, you can't really say it's a song. Oh, it's going to be a performance. It is going to be the performance of the ages, something to celebrate. I know people were talking about solar eclipse that we've just had. That was supposed to be Rapture. People got the date wrong. Let's be honest. The only thing that's going to create Rapture is going to be in May when Petra and Mons reunite back on the stage in a comedy novelty stage performance. That will be the Rapture. What we do know is the performance is called We Just Love Eurovision Too Much. Say that again. We just love Eurovision too much. Ooh, intriguing. So is this going to be less about the actual performances, more about the fans? Ooh, the mind boggles. Let us know what you think the title, We Just Love Eurovision Too Much. Let us know what you think is going to be included. What is it about Eurovision that you just love too much? Is it the costume? Is it the vodka shots? Is it the poor pronunciation? Is it the techno drum banging grannies? Let us know in the comments. I'm torn now. Do I list this as a non-spoilers episode? Revealing that Petra and possibly Mons are going to be back together on the Sweden Eurovision stage. Is this really giving anything away? Did we ever think for a moment this was not going to happen? I honestly don't think there's anyone out there who is going to be shocked too much by that. I think what we're going to have is another highlight for Eurovision 2024. And spoiler alert, I am going to talk about one of the artists going for the win this year. One to keep an eye out for is Estonia. It's a combination of two bands coming together, Five Minust and Pulap. Five Minust, it's a group of four lovely looking gentlemen who have been a huge powerhouse in the pop music scene in Estonia for the last 6 years. And one from their promo photos, I'm just going to say it, has a bit of a Ryan Gosling vibe, which I am 100% in favour for. And you're already off to a vote already before you start. I'm giving you some points just for the Ryan Gosling lookalike. They are joined on stage by the alter duo of Pulap. It's an award-winning duo. Now, the reason that they are so quirky is because they say they play zombie folk music. Let me say that again, zombie folk, as in Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Train to Busan, zombie folk. What the hell is zombie folk? So what is this zombie folk? What has Estonia done? I'll tell you what Estonia is bringing.
Show the viewers your country's ethnic background by using an old tradition folklore instrument that no one's heard before.
No, no. In this case, it's proven much more efficient to not use the male models. Go for an old man. A beard helps. The instrument is called the Swedish kvinna buske, a small roundish piece from the horn family, inherited from the Vikings. Just make something up, no one will know.
And Estonia has listened and they are playing it beat for beat, even down to the beard. Ramo, Teda and Vako Viesnen claiming they have resurrected an almost long dead lost Scandinavian / Nordic instrument called the Talhapa. It's a box-shaped four-stringed lyre instrument, which was invented hundreds of years ago. And they call it zombie folk because essentially, according to them, the instrument was dead. Nobody was playing the Talhapa. And they have resurrected it. They have brought it back from the dead. And now it is eating up fans around the world. Band member Teda, speaking about the instrument, says, quote, "Now it's living again. But we use electronics and the sound of pull-up is not the traditional Talhapa. It's something different." Now, they will on occasions play the instruments in the more traditional manner, but for this Eurovision performance, they are rocking it with a full modern twist. Oh, I love this. I also totally recommend the film clip. It gives you a vibe of what you're in for. This is just folk, crazy fun. This is giving us a little taste of Estonia, and Estonia tastes good. It's fun. It's folky. It's crazy. I think people are going to eat this up. Again, like anything, it comes down to the stage performance. And I really hope the stage performance captures just the joy, the fun, the ridiculous, the zombie folk of this. Now, you're going to have to actually wait because they are not coming until semi-final two. There are 16 acts in semi-final two. They are in position number 13. Which is an interesting position to be because they're right before the Israel song, which is a really strong song. But I think the good thing going for Estonia is the fact that it's such a different tempo pace. Estonia, folk of fun. Israel is more emotionally and ballad. So sometimes I really like that when there is that direct contrast in between songs. But I think this one certainly is just going to march straight into the grand final. It's festive, it's fun, it's folky, and I am all for it. Zombie folk, sign me up. Eurovision 2024, could it be the train to Estonia? We'll just have to wait and see for that live performance. Five Munis, that has four members. Pull Up, that has two members. So that is their whole six on stage. Everyone is going to have to bring it on the night. Just a short episode today. I was very excited. I just wanted to share the exciting news from Bethormeen that, of course, is no exciting news because we already knew the exciting news a year ago. But whatever, it's official. Woo! It's different when it's official. It's like a relationship. Is it really a relationship until it's on Facebook? I don't think so. Okay, join me in a couple of days. We're going to be having a look at a couple of more songs as we move closer to 2024. And of course, I will keep you updated with all of the excitement. We've still got an upcoming look at our special, which is Ireland's entry, Bambi Thug versus the Catholic Church. We have that one coming up. Hopefully, I'm going to have a half an hour in-depth issue into Mons returning to the Eurovision stage in 2024. In the meanwhile, be nice to each other. Look out for each other. Send some peace. Send some love. Don't lick any light sockets. Drink some water. You know you're not drinking enough water. But also, are your pets drinking enough water? Specifically your cats. Consider getting them a fountain. I bought my cat some fountain and they're living it. Disclaimer, I am not sponsored by Big Cat Fountain. Seriously, it's getting closer to May. It is going to be a week of straight drinking. Your kidneys need to be in good shape to keep up with us. take them vitamins, drink that water, and triple check. Have you booked your time off work yet? Very important. Or alternatively, make sure you've practiced your for your call-in sick day. There's an idea for an episode. Okay, we're going to have a special episode. We're going to come up with some ideas, some great ways for you to get out of work to enjoy the Eurovision Song Contest or recover the day after the grand final. We're going to come up with numbering from 1 all the way to 12 poor excuses to get out of work for the Eurovision Song Contest. Just keep streaming.